Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chapter 14, Family. I cowered into Jacob's side, my eyes scanning the forest for the other werewolves. When they appeared, striding out from between the trees, they weren't what I was expecting. I'd gotten the image of the wolves stuck in my head. These were just four really big, half-naked boys. I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And I'm Julia Artie.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine. Yeah, that's one of my pieces of genuine enjoyment.
Half-naked boys?
So much nudity.
I thought you hated the shirtlessness. Why are you going 180 on everything?
I have moods. No, now the shirtlessness makes more sense because it's now been explained to me.
Got it. You just don't like being confused.
I just don't like being confused. That is exactly right. Okay, should we remind people about what happens in the chapter? And by we, I mean you.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Bella and Jacob meet with the werewolves, and then Jacob and a werewolf get in a fight, and they turn into werewolves, and Jacob is good at turning into a werewolf and also is good at fighting other werewolves. And then Sam goes to manage the werewolf fight, and Embry and some other guy take Bella to Sam's fiance's house, Emily, and then they eat breakfast and they talk about killing Victoria, and Embry wins the bet.
Great. You did great.
Thank you.
You didn't talk about the end of the chapter, so I'm going to do that first, and then we'll see what I want to add.
Sure. Pepper it in.
Okay. Count me in.
3, 2, 1, go.
So there's also like a strategy meeting about where Bella should hide from Victoria, and they've agreed that she should spend as much time as possible in La Push because that will like lead Victoria to them, but she should still go home at night when she's most vulnerable, which, you know, that's a choice. Emily cooks all the food and takes care of everybody, and it's like a very cute little family. They all get along really well. And yeah, Jacob, we find out why Jacob is shirtless all the time.
Great. Loved it.
Yeah, thanks.
I totally forgot the end of the chapter, so it was nice of you to remind me.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Okay. Doo-doo-doo. Breaking news.
This is a bit of personal news. We hear that when the werewolves transform, their skin rips. And you hear a ripping noise, and then they turn into a wolf. And I just want to say, if I witnessed that, I would lose it. And, like, fur comes out. It's not only that it rips. There's, like, an animal inside.
So it's not just the sound. It's the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be horrible to witness?
I'm trying to imagine.
Your best friend, me.
Uh-huh.
My skin rips open and inside comes a furry little rabbit, but huge.
I mean, a rabbit? Gross. Try something higher on my cuteness scale.
A whale. And then I plop onto the ground.
A whale? Yes. I'd be so into it.
Wow. You have no regard for my human skin, so it sounds.
No, within the logic of Twilight, you would then be able to turn into naked you again in like a minute. And to be clear, I'd be waiting with a robe.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So appreciated. Do you have breaking news?
I do. My big piece of breaking news is that Embry sucks.
What does he do?
He at one point says, of course we should be able to beat Victoria. She's just a girl. Mm-hmm. Then he gets into Bella's car and is like, your car is slow. Like, he just really needs to put 1-800-BITCH-DID-I-ASK on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he at another point tells Bella she looks terrible.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Embry sucks.
Yeah, hopefully Quill will turn into a werewolf soon and then we'll get another nice boy.
Yeah. And then my other piece of breaking news is like a final judgment. I am the judge sitting on the high court as to whether Bella is a dog person or a cat person. And most recently, I said I suspected she was a dog person because she was like, whatever, Jacob, you turn into a dog. That's great. But she is not a dog person. Evidenced by the very first page of this chapter, because she was nervous to meet Edward's family, but she was not scared of them. She was like, whatever, I'm going to meet a bunch of vampires. Not a big deal. I should make sure that I'm wearing my floor-length khaki skirt so that they can try to like me. Now she's going to meet all these werewolves, and she's cowering under Jacob's arms. And I'm like, okay, so you're not a dog person. Like, I would be so excited to meet all of these werewolves.
Boop them all in the nose.
Boop them all. Give them all chin scratches. Ask them to roll over so I can rub their bellies. Just, you know, do things together. I'd be so excited. She is not a dog person. Whether she's a cat person is a mystery, but she's definitely not a dog person. Do you have any other breaking news? Do-do-do!
My last piece of breaking news is something that I've suspected for a while. And it's that Bella does not have a moral compass, or if she does have a moral compass, like, its true north is, like, my true south. At the end of this chapter, she's reflecting on something that we talked about last time about whether it's okay to date people who murder other people senselessly. And she says, yeah, love's pretty weird. If Edward just senselessly killed people, I'd still be into it.
Yeah. The only thing I disagree with you on as to whether or not it's breaking news. It's more like breaking conclusion.
Yeah, the final conclusion, like the dog-cat conclusion.
Right. Like, it's not breaking. We've suspected this for a while.
It's just confirmed. What's your moment of genuine enjoyment?
So I don't mean this in a creepy way, but the nudity. I just think it's so funny how much naked there is, like, slightly off the page. But, like, there's just strewn clothing because whenever a human rips their body and becomes a werewolf, all of their clothes rip off of them. And I don't know why. I just think it's so funny that there are all these naked boys. Maybe it's because I think penises are funny. That I'm just like, there are all these penises just flapping in the wind. That amuses me.
I mean, that led to a little question I had, which is like, all the werewolves get sighted all the time, but there have been no reported nudist sightings. So what is happening?
They can all go to jail for that, especially now with all of these, like, people empowered to do citizens' arrest and wandering around the woods, right? Like, they could all be prosecuted as sex offenders for running around naked in public.
I know.
It is weird that they don't have a system for this. How is there not, like, a best practice that you should strip before you turn into a wolf unless it's an emergency? Like, it's just strange to me that this hasn't been figured out.
Well, don't worry, Vanessa. I figured it out, and it's in my advice section.
Oh, great. Did you have any moments of genuine enjoyment?
I just loved the scene in Emily's house. I feel like I had been missing any kind of joy in these books. And, like, when she smacks Embry with a wooden spoon for being an idiot, I was like, oh, this is fun. Characters who like each other, having a good time, eating breakfast. Like, what a delight.
Yeah, but didn't you miss Rosalie? Like, it reminded me of the fun vibes over at the Cullens. But I was like, where's the bitch who's like, a lot of this sucks?
I feel like this was way more fun than the Cullens' house. Do you remember? Edward just brought her to his room and tackled her. Like, that wasn't that fun.
Yeah, I guess I don't miss the Cullens house. I just miss Rosalie.
Got it. I understand that and I sympathize.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, Julia, you said you have a solution to the nudity problem. I want to hear it.
So my idea is that when they're in their human form, they wear giant belted muumuus so that when they transform, just the belt rips off and they're just in a giant billowing dress that fits them as a werewolf. And then when they go back to being a human, they can just tie it up again. So they're always clothed werewolf and human. And it's just the same outfit all the time.
My only question is why belt it so that they don't trip over it when they're smaller and human?
I think it's going to be too much fabric for them to wear. It would be like a wedding dress, you know, like there'd be a train.
They could also have those little loop things that they can put their fingers through, you know, like Cinderella puts her finger through the loop so she can waltz without tripping. Mm-hmm. They could just put a bunch of those over the muumuu.
That's a great idea, too. Wow. Between the two of us, we've really solved this. Vanessa, what's your first piece of advice?
So my first piece of advice is for Sam, Yuli, and Emily. I am very happy that they are so in love. And I think that Bella is like super dramatic about like, I can't even stand looking at happy people. But like also PDA is gross. And your house has like become the clubhouse. And so even though you're in your home, you're in public. And people often make jokes when they feel uncomfortable. Like a lot of people in this room are making jokes about how uncomfortable it makes them that Emily and Sam are making out. Like, stop making out. It's gross. Nobody likes to see that.
Do you think they're making out? I kind of thought it was like a welcome home kiss. And they're all just dramatic teens. So they were like, ew, mom and dad, stop.
I don't know. It's like three kisses.
Yeah. Beyond the first, I would say, call it a day.
Yeah. And he like kisses up her face like, and it's like, too many.
Yeah. Just a peck, everyone. Beyond that, save it for your discretion tent.
Yeah. So that's it. But I'm happy that they're so happy. They seem very happy. Julia, what other advice do you have?
My second piece of advice is for Bella, who is so mean about Emily. Emily obviously sounds like a dime. She's super hot. She has a lot of great traits. She's friendly. She's welcoming. She cooks delicious breakfast for people. And Bella sits there and is like, her face is ruined. She's no longer beautiful. It's not symmetric. It's so rude and not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie talks about it slightly better when he's like, oh, it's a tragedy what happened to her. Which, like, if you're not just talking about her beauty, obviously a bear attack is, like, not a great thing to happen. But then commenting on her looks as if that is a tragedy. Like, the attack is a tragedy, but the looks aren't tragic.
Because she's still hot.
Also, even if she wasn't, she still has a man who thinks she's hot. Hotness is subjective.
She still sounds hot to me, I should say. Sam's so lucky.
Yeah, Bella is just sort of trash to other women.
I know, it reminded me of the whole Lauren's buzz cut situation.
Yeah, like stop policing other women's bodies, Bella.
Bad vibe.
Just eat your muffin quietly in the corner.
The delicious muffin she made for you.
Yeah.
Show some respect. What's your second piece of advice?
My second piece of advice is to the whole werewolf community. It's fucked up that women don't get to be werewolves. like women in certain denominations of Judaism can't be rabbis, or like women can't be priests. And like, I just can't believe that that's still a thing anywhere in the world, that like women can't have certain leadership positions. And like, this werewolf cult is clearly like a leader of the community and a pillar of the community. And Emily is obviously just as awesome, if not more awesome, than any of these other schmuck kids. And like, well, she shouldn't just be home cooking. She should be able to be part of the resistance. And like, obviously, if she wants to be cooking, then that is her choice. But it doesn't seem as though she has a choice.
I agree. I mean, women can do anything.
Yeah. So that's my piece of advice. Werewolves, do better. Be better than the Catholic Church.
Low bar.
Yeah. It's like not even asking that much. Do you know what? Catholic priests sort of wear big muumuus.
So true. And they have the little rope attachments.
Yeah. But so do Episcopal priests. So werewolves try to be like the Episcopal priests because they allow women to be priests. Okay. Do you have anything in your Twilight Diary?
At one point, Bella mentions that Jacob eats a whole large pizza by himself. And she applauds this as a example of his strength and largeness. And what I would like to say is that many, many self-respecting people, including myself, can eat a whole large pizza by themselves, and Jacob's not special.
Yeah, you and I have crushed two large pizzas between the two of us.
So what, Jacob? Me too.
Yeah, no one is impressed with you.
Further evidence. Women can be werewolves. We can eat pizzas.
Piece of evidence one. We can eat pizzas.
I agree to moo moo.
You too.
Do you have anything in your Twilight Diary?
I do. People need to stop telling Bella that she looks bad. Like, Embria's like, you look horrible. And then Jacob's like, you look tired. And then Charlie's like, you look bad. Like, we shouldn't be commenting on each other's bodies.
Do you think there's a nice way to say you look tired?
Yeah, to not make it about their looks. Be like, hey, how are you doing? I'm concerned about you.
Yeah, that sounds friendly.
You don't seem yourself. I just think that sometimes you never know what's going on with other people. This really comes from once recently, like a year ago, a woman we both know told me that I looked great, and it's because I had lost weight because I had endometriosis and couldn't hold down food. And so I was like, great, you're telling me I look great when I'm sick and that when I'm healthy, I don't look great. I just don't think we should be commenting on each other's bodies or how one another look. She was like, you look amazing. And I was like, I just finished throwing up.
And these people are all like, you look bad.
I know.
They don't even try to compliment.
Okay, do you have anything else in your Twilight Diary?
My other little note is it says that Emily has a skillet that is so big that it can fit over 24 eggs for cooking for the werewolf party. Is she running an industrial kitchen in her little home? What is going on?
Yeah, I don't have answers. Like, that seems like the best guess to me, too.
I hope someone is reimbursing her.
Yeah, I'm very confused about the logistics of this cult. I want to see the monthly cash flow statements.
And I hope all of it is going to Emily.
She definitely should be getting paid for her labor.
The backbone of that community.
Amen.
Do you have something you want to put in Bella's care package?
Boy, do I. I would like to get Bella a beanie, but like a slightly oversized beanie. So she can pull it down over her eyes when there's something happening that she doesn't want to see. Because a lot of things happen in this chapter that she doesn't want to see. People turn into wolves and she's like, ah, scary. Sam and Emily kiss and she's like, ah, scary. Then Sam and Emily are just like looking at each other nicely and she's like, ah, traumatizing. And so I think if she had a beanie she could pull down over her eyes, that would really help her out.
That's so interesting because I have something similar. I want to get her a word search book.
Pause.
Yeah.
How is a word search book similar to a beanie?
Okay, because you use it in the same circumstance. She talks about how she's standing awkwardly in the corner of the house. And she can just pull out the word search book and be like, oh, I'm busy, actually. Like, I have stuff to do. I'm a very productive person. I have my own things. I don't have to be awkward. I don't have to watch you two get in a fight. I'm busy. It's like before cell phones, even though I sent her that Motorola Razr, like you couldn't just be like, oh, I have people to text, whatever, whatever. So this is my alternative.
Yeah, I feel like before cell phones, it was cigarettes. But I love that you came up with word search book because that'll make her look more cool than just standing there.
I feel like having a task in a situation where you're feeling awkward is really the best way to go. What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think that Victoria, Emily, and Bella are going to do a feminist uprising. And they are going to realize that they have more in common than they do differences. And then Jessica is going to come and Lauren is going to come. And they're just going to like be awesome together. And they're going to stop hanging out with all these violent werewolf boys and boy vampires.
And kiss.
If they want to.
That sounds fun.
And if the kissing makes Bella uncomfortable, she'll do her word search puzzle. This has been Twilight in Quarantine, Brunch with Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are executive produced by Ariana Nettleman and produced by Ariana Martinez. This show was conceived of as a vampire baby by Julia Argy, and I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and I look great in a moo-moo. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. Support us on Patreon. We have exciting new perks. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.